Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So we ask this question time and time again. Does the play-in tournament work? Does the play-in tournament work? Does the play-in tournament work? Dan, do you want to guess how much tickets are going for, according to ESPN, either one of these games or both of them? You want to take a guess?
$35.
$35 to the Miami-Atlanta game or the Dallas-Memphis game?
I will say the Miami-Atlanta game.
So the Miami-Atlanta game that we talk about, tickets are going as low as $22.
Ooh.
So let's play the guessing game again. Dallas and Memphis at Memphis, 9:30 tip Eastern. How much do you think if tickets are $22 for Miami-Atlanta, how much do you think they are for Dallas-Memphis?
I'll say $24.
Wow. $12 for a playoff game.
Sadly, those are two teams. Especially the Memphis one. That season fell apart quickly for them, sadly.
Well, Dallas too, right?
Yeah,
I mean, how many Dallas fans are there right now?
That's a very good question in its own right.
I mean, even the Dallas fans aren't Dallas fans. Let's be honest with it. Looking ahead to the Cavaliers, they do have a price for the first game. Tickets as low as $42, according to ESPN, for the 7 o'clock tip-off on Sunday. Again, we wait for the winner of this Miami-Atlanta game. Do you have a preference, my friend?
I have no preference whatsoever, but what I do have to do is be generous. Can I be generous?
Yeah, be generous first.
All right, sounds good. You can win a four-pack of tickets to the Great Lakes Collectors Convention at the Fieldhouse in Independence, April 25th to 27th. Enter the code word HOOP, H-O-O-P, HOOP. By the end of this hour at 923thefan.com to get registered to win, plus qualify for the VIP grand prize. Get tickets at greenysportscards.com. It's all from the Great Lakes Collectors Convention and Sports Radio 923 The Fan. Again, that code word is HOOP, H-O-O-P, HOOP, 923thefan.com.
And I'll be out there on, Saturday morning, I think a bit, or Sunday morning. I'll be out there Sunday morning. We'll have a little bit of fun, so if you want to come on out, we'll talk, we'll have some fun, we'll talk a little bit of sports, we'll talk about the draft, obviously, that coming up after that, too. I'll be there at 11:15 on Sunday out in Independence. They do a great job. I don't know if have you ever been out there?
I have not been out there.
So the last time I was there, I think, was 2 years ago. I had to miss last year because I think I was out of town. And I ran into J.W. Haslam out there, who wasn't out
Very
there as
cool.
somebody who was speaking. He was out there with his kids.
That's a thing.
They were just checking it out, and they were just seeing what's going on. if you like collectibles, you're going to love this. So it's a lot of fun, and they do a great job at that event. And I'm looking forward to being out there on Sunday morning at 11:15. Not this Sunday, but next Sunday. Again, let's go back to that other conversation. Miami, Atlanta. Do you have a preference? I have zero preference. I'd rather see – I mean, Atlanta gave them a little bit of trouble early in the season. Miami traditionally gives them problems. I think I'd rather have them play Miami. Yeah, probably Miami, but they need to go out and do their thing. I don't. It really doesn't matter. And if they can't get out of the first round, man, is this town going to be disappointed.
I'm not trying to sound arrogant with what I'm about to say. I'm just speaking the truth. I really don't care. I really don't care, Andy.
You don't care who they play?
I don't care who they play. They'll roll through them. Miami is a team that lacks talent. I know they have Eric Spoelstra, but the fact that it's okay, Hero is going to take 30 shots. Bam's one of my favorite players in the NBA. He's just not an offensive player. He's a defense first player. On the Atlanta side of things, like, okay, Trae Young could fill it up fine. As I said to Jeff yesterday, look, you could say Quinn Snyder because he's the previous coach of Donovan Mitchell. You could say George Niang and Caris LeVert because they were here. That's great. Chris Fedor will write a fantastic long-form piece about that and the relationship between all of those guys. Outside of that, I don't care because the Cavs are better than both of those teams. Both series go five. Take care of yourselves and rest up for the next series when things get real fun.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. I do. I think it's going to be Atlanta, and I think the Cavs. You think it's five, huh?
I think it's five. Whoever they play, Miami is such a. They lack talent, and they don't even have the talent around the margins that they had when it was, you know, Max Strus and Caleb Martin and all of these different guys that were stepping up out of the G League and looking really good. There's just not that great talent that's there that could take them over the hump and make the Cavs really have to struggle. They just don't have that on that team. And again, I love Bam Adebayo. He's one of the best defensive players on the planet. Offensively speaking, he's not going to drop 25 consistently. That's just not his game. He's a great player to run an offense through. That's just not his game.
All right, let's go to the phone lines. Jamie is on line one. Jamie, how are you?
Hey, how you doing? It's JD calling from Cleveland.
Oh, JD, what's up, going on? Sorry.
What's up? So, you know, I'm a Cavs season ticket holder, so you know I'm all into the Cavs. So,
hey, did you get your free round of golf?
No, I can send it to you if you want it.
No, it's all right. I'm just saying, go use it. Stonewater's
good. No, get into that.
No, you back pocket that one, and when you've got somebody who either comes to you and hands you a gift that you don't see coming a last-second birthday, that's when you use it.
You're like, hey, you got to check this out. I got this from the Cavaliers, but I got to tell you, you're so special to me. I wanted to give it to you because
right.
I knew it would be important.
That sounds like a plan.
Lay it on thick, my
back
friend.
Pocket that thing. Hey. You'll need it.
But check out, I really think that – I really want them to play I really want to play the Heat because, we used to beat the hell out of the Hawks back in the day and sweep them. So yeah. I think our little challenge would be more to get back at the Heat because you know how many times – you know how that record was that they used to always beat us and now we back whooping on them. But I think the challenge should be more so with the Heat than with the Hawks. Even though the Hawks did –
They beat us twice.
That's why I kind of don't want to play them. You know what I mean? Just I think we should just go with another team, but – I'll be there. It's crazy. The game is on my birthday, April 23rd, next Wednesday.
Happy birthday.
Ironically, it's great. Thank you. I appreciate that. But and you already know for my birthday, I want two wins, not one. I want to get them swept. I mean, don't cheat me. I want it all. You know what I mean? But definitely, what y'all think? Who you like?
We're both up in the air on this thing. I'll be honest with you. I don't know. I kind of want to play Miami too, but. If they get the Hawks, they're gonna have. I mean, they got to win to keep going here. So, does it really make a difference? I don't think NBA fans are real excited about this play-in tournament and this game that the winner's gonna get to the Cavs, especially when we talk about what
I don't like this
$20 to get into the game. You know,
I don't like this tournament stuff. Any, I just think that it's kind of you cheating the real teams that did it and make them take a chance at losing a game. That they should have been in because they had a proven record. And you know how
didn't that happen to us? It just happened to us a couple years ago.
You play 82 games, and for all of it to come down to one game if you make the playoffs or not, or two games if you make the playoffs or not,
that's why I don't like it. I think I'm with you.
Hey, have a good birthday, JD. We appreciate you listening to your friend
of the
show.
Happy birthday, y'all. Have a good weekend. Happy Easter.
You too.
Well, happy Easter. But, like, that's my whole thing. You've played 82 games. Why are we having a play-in tournament? I don't understand it for the life of me. Like,
because now you've got 10 cities interested in the playoffs.
I know why.
Actually, you've got, two more on each side. So.
Money. I'm aware. Cash rules everything around me. I'm aware. I've learned from the Wu-Tang Clan. I know these things. Like, it all comes back to cash. And it all comes back to 30 people making boatloads of money. And more TV money and all that kind of stuff. Like, I get that part of it. But it's we played 82 games.
I'm going to tell you, I think the best part of this is the rest the team's been able to get, like full rest. This isn't, I'm going to throw one guy, give one guy the night off, and then we're going to bring him back in. This is full rest. And, the team you're going to have to play has already played two games going into this weekend. So I feel better about, you know, Donovan Mitchell being 100%. I feel better about all these guys being 100% going into the weekend. Well, I mean, no one's 100% at this point, but at least rested, and the nagging injuries can kind of work their way out of the system a little bit if these guys are able to, you know, just do it. Look, the season was so much fun. Let's just hope that, you know, they can come through and just everything will be all right this weekend. I don't know. And now that the schedule's out too, you know what you can go out and see. And it's more tangible than it was when the regular season ends and you're the number one or number two seed and you have no idea who you're going to play.
Right. I mean, that's the thing. I hope everybody's rested up. The rust thing worries me, but the fact that you're playing the eight seed, like, and neither of these teams are the We Believe Warriors. Like, I've never looked at either of these teams and, you know, because everybody points, well, you know, that's the eight seed that upset the one. And it's like, yeah, there was the eight seed that upset the one because they ended up making the moves that were necessary to do it. They ended up, like, they made a bunch of trades in the middle of the season, completely turned their team around. Not to mention Don Nelson was a completely different style than what Avery Johnson was playing with the Mavericks at that point. Like, this does not happen very often, and I don't think this Cavs team is one of those teams that you'd point to and say they're on upset alert, and you're worried about them in an upset type thing. So,
all right, let's get more insight into this Cavs. I wish I could say Cavs Heat matchup or Cavs Hawks matchup, but we don't know yet. So, Danny Green, our Odyssey NBA insider, will clue us in on what's going on next, right here, Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.